The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Mike Gambardella here for profootballnetwork.com, Radio Row, Mandalay Bay.
Mr. Kyle Turley, thanks for coming to join us today. Yes, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
All-pro, pro bowler, first-round pick. Now back making the rounds for Radio Row.
Again, man, every year, man. I've been here 15 years since I got done playing. We've been at this, and here we are, another year, and we're in Vegas, of all places, right? Never thought we'd be here for a Super Bowl.
You set me up and stole my question. Never thought we'd be here.
Never.
What's it like being in Sin City? So much here for you, but such an opportunity for the league as well.
Well, yeah, it's great for me because I'm a huge sinner. And, you know, apparently, because you can do everything else is not a sin in Vegas, but cannabis, right? So I'm here to inject the sin back into Sin City. You know, we can't use cannabis at the casinos. So we're staying at the Lexi Hotel, which is the, we bought the whole thing out so we could have all our friends and come and use cannabis. Because you can't use it in these casinos out here, apparently. Even though I do, I walk through and just keep smoking.
I don't think anyone's going to stop you. That's all right.
But it's great to be here, man. I love Las Vegas. It's an awesome city. It's a lot of fun. And the combination of the family stuff now is just amazing. To have a Super Bowl here is incredible.
Awesome. And you said, you know, doing this for so long.
Yeah.
What's kind of stood out differently being in Vegas for this so far?
Kyle, I don't know, man. You know, I mean, obviously the town, I mean, it's Vegas. And so the opportunity to have all of the events, there's definitely a lot more of those. We're having our golf tournament. We've got the Gridiron Greats party tonight. Roger Worski, Cigars with the Stars.
There we go.
Mike Ditka. You know, this is something that's been a part of what I've been doing for about 15 years or more now, raising awareness about our issues in our retired player community that need to be resolved, and raising money and awareness for all those things. And then, you know, back, you know, with the cannabis opportunity in Vegas, obviously, you know, cannabis being legal in Nevada, it's big for me, of course, and our companies. And so we're having great big parties and golf tournaments and after parties and watch parties, and everybody's coming, you know, so it's awesome. It's a good time. But can't wait for next year, New Orleans.
We'll start it off right in Vegas.
That's
we'll keep
right.
it going in New Orleans
That's
next
right.
year. Talk to me a little bit about Revenant, what you and Jim McMahon are doing these days.
Yeah, we started Revenant about 3 years ago. We were, you know, looking at each other, running in this industry, you know, next to one another, after we kind of collectively came together about 10 years ago to express this collective experience that we've had in cannabis, where I say it's truly saved my life. Jim says it, Ricky says it, you know, got Calvin Johnson talking about this at the Hall of Fame podium, and, you know, big in the industry in Michigan, and all these other athletes that are putting their names and their reputations behind this plant for what it's doing for people. And, you know, we started Revenant in that purpose, you know, that it reclaimed our lives, that we're getting our lives back through cannabis, the word Revenant itself, you know, reclamation of life. And so we started that, and we're now in seven different states. We have products. We just signed our licensing partner here in Nevada. You'll pick up our products here real soon at Hardeen and these other dispensaries around town. Working with a great partner, owns a company called The Matrix, Big Dave. And, you know, we're excited about all the opportunities that we've been able to have through this company to give back to our community. You know, we're hosting golf tournaments, we're getting guys paid at appearances, we're having guys show up to dispensaries and make some money and, you know, get free medicine and all these other things, because that's what it is to us.
That's awesome. And I mean, we've known, you know, for over a decade, guys in the league, whether it's post game, whatever it is, recovery time, the things that it can do for you, right?
That's right.
So it's good to see that you're able to do this now. And probably a partner that people wouldn't be surprised with, Mr. Ricky Williams,
that's
helping
right.
you out here as well.
Yeah, that's right. We started with Rick, you know, in the beginning, and then, you know, created the mindset of other brands, and he went and did Heisman as a separate project. And now we're coming back around and unifying, because we both went, like we talked about with Jim, you know, running next to each other, and now we're circling the wagons in this industry, and hopefully more guys will jump on board with what our approach is, and that we believe strength in numbers will accomplish what we need to get done. You know, as individuals out here, they can attack us and they can keep us from doing things, but collectively they can't. And so bringing Heisman on board with what we're doing, and what us on board to what they're doing, you know, collectively has been a huge catalyst for us to in the industry, of you know, keep pushing this message, you know, because we are a team in and of itself of NFL football players that is unified in this fight and will continue to do so.
Awesome. Let's pivot a little bit to the gridiron. As you look into the trenches, you don't always get the love. The linemen, we know, we're not getting it. It's fine. We
got to throw helmets and stuff.
Who would do such a thing, right? But you look at guys, who stands out to you when you're looking at the Niners and the Chiefs lines?
Yeah, I mean obviously you got to account for these pass rush DNs. You know, Bosa is a definite threat. I think that the Chiefs' game plan in the beginning is just going to go towards him. Figure out what he's going to do, how he's playing, so that the offensive line can understand that, the coaches, staff can understand that. Because, you know, there's certain players on the field that can really make a game different real quick and turn the tide. So, you know, the offensive line of the Chiefs just really has to continue to stay consistent. I think that's what they've proven to be able to win is they just keep doing their job. You know, you got great tackles there, great interior line. They get it done.